Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on LA Talk Radio Channel 1. We're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. This is your hostess with the mostest, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and I'm here with my awesome co-host, JJ, James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse, and we're broadcasting on another awesome Wednesday. And this is Jenny's recap show. So, which one are you for? Okay, all right.
How you doing, baby? How's everyone doing today?
Good.
All right, all right. That's a good day. Good day.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, we're doing some of our past guests and bands and other types of entertainers, and we're gonna play some of their songs from our past guests. We do a recap of the things that we have done in the past few weeks and stuff we're going to do in the future.
Yes. Okay. And anyway, and it's, you know, the stuff, music we're playing today is going to be pertinent to things that are we're going to be talking about.
Right.
So anyway, keep talking. I'm doing this.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about Saturday. Saturday, we went to San Diego to see the group you are managing, Satanic Johnny, at the House of Blues. Give it up for Satanic Johnny and the House of Blues. Very good. Excellent venue. We seen them. What did they time? Are they going by 10:30?
10:15. Well, 10:30-ish. Yeah. It was running a little behind. Late. So,
yeah,
not by much though.
And we've seen a couple of other groups. They were pretty good. I liked what is that? The flood. Yeah, those guys were jamming, man.
They're gonna be on our show soon.
Oh, good.
I'm working on booking them now.
They're a San Diego group, right?
Yes, and they're rap rock.
Yeah,
kind of like Limp Bizkit type,
30 Machine ish.
Linkin Park did it too. Okay. You know, certain bands do it. Yeah, Dirty Machine. Yeah. But they're like new metal. So they're kind of like not really rap rock. It's, I don't know. That's what I always call the rap rock. I mean, I don't know. So many fucking genres of music out there. I goddamn don't know all of them.
Right. Yeah,
Fucking many. Saturday was an awesome show. Yeah. Long fucking drive there and back. Yeah. But there especially. Fucking traffic.
All kind of traffic.
Fucking traffic. It's a Saturday going to San Diego, so go figure.
You should have left earlier, guys.
It is what it fucking is. Anyway.
Talking to Moses.
Okay. Anyhow.
Should have left earlier.
It's okay.
We still made it in time to do the show.
We still made it on time.
It was good. It was good.
Yeah.
Really nice. San Diego's a really nice place, to be honest. I've been there when I was a really little boy, and I don't really remember it. All I remember, I don't really remember. I just know we was there.
I've been there once.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I was like 6 years old when I went to San Diego. But we went this Saturday, man. It's a really nice place. I like the landscape of it.
Yeah, it was nice. They're kind of bougie.
I ain't worried about that.
Whatever. Anyway, we got yelled at. They said, no, I'm talking about the band because he was being funny. Go take a fucking joke. Anyway,
maybe they never saw the movie.
They said San Diego because he was being funny. He said, "Goodnight, San Diego," because of Anchorman, which is a very famous movie. And it, you know, has really helped put San Diego more on the map as far as the United States goes. Because, you know, the movie was huge, and the whole thing was about San Diego.
Maybe he's like me and never seen the movie.
Well, whatever. You guys need to get with the fucking times. So Anchorman's like one of the best fucking comedies of all time. I can't stop laughing every time I see it. Anyway, and he got yelled at, and he said, "It's San Diego, idiot." Well, you know, anyway, we don't have time for that bullshit. So anyway, things that are going on. We got Slant opening for Drowning Pool this Friday, September 28th at the Whiskey in West Hollywood. So go check that out. Slant opening for Drowning Pool this Friday, September 28th at the Whiskey. So it's going to be an epic show. Right. Go check that out. Our buddies from Slant.
Y'all remember what's the name of that song? Bodies?
Yes, Bodies Hit the Floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, which is a really awesome song.
Yeah, I remember that. It was giant.
That's like one of the only songs I know them for, which sucks because I'm sure they're an incredible band.
Well, we'll find out.
But I heard they put on an awesome show, so I'm definitely down for that. Let's see. Sunday, we had... September 23rd, we covered the show for the band Orgy. Shout out to Lou Gordon, manager of Orgy. Thank you for getting us set up with you and David Forster from Pinup Productions. And Pinup Productions proudly presents. Go check them out. And thank you for the 4 tickets and 4 backstage passes. For us to hang out with our buddies from Orgy. Shout out to the guys. Jay Gordon, Carlton Boss, Creighton Emmerich, Nick Speck, Ilya Yordanov, I'm not sure if I said the name right, and Ryan Brown. Shout out to all everybody that was in the band, everybody in the band, manager, everybody. Put on an incredible show. Thank you for all that. Thank you to Moto Grader for putting on an awesome show. Moto Grader. Go check them out. They're fucking phenomenal. Go to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block Facebook page. I've been uploading videos from... I uploaded 8 videos from Satanic Johnny performing at the House of Blues in San Diego on Saturday night, September 22nd. And then been uploading all freaking morning and afternoon. There's a lot of video footage because... I was under agreement with Pinup Productions not to video live, not do live streaming from the event. So I just took pictures and videos. So now I'm uploading all the videos, you know, because some venues, they just don't want you to stream live for like Facebook Live or any of that stuff because, you know, it costs them a lot of money to put on that show. And it costs them a lot of money to advertise it and everything else. And, you know, if you stream live, then that's kind of cutting into their costs. Like, I understand if it's from somewhere around the world or something wanting to watch it. But as far as local stuff, I can kind of see why. Totally understandable. And let's see. Fate Destroyed put on an incredible performance. Shout out to Nathan Young, my brother from Youngblood Productions. Shout out to Francesca Destruct, Johnny Law, Ben Levy, and Art Diehart. Diehars is what it is. Yes, Diehars. For the incredible show. You guys put on a really great show.
Sure did. It was nice.
It was really great.
Right.
You guys totally fucking rocked the stage. And I just uploaded 3 Fate Destroyed videos from Sunday night at the... It was at the 1720. It's called the 1720 Warehouse. If you go to at 1720 Warehouse on Instagram, and you can also go to at 1720 or whatever, and it's on Facebook. I'm sure they have a Twitter page and shit too, but go there. I'm uploading and tagging them in a bunch of stuff for Sunday night. Mm-hmm. And also, let's see, Brand of Jewels played. I was out back taking pictures with the people out back, so I didn't get to see them really play on stage. I heard them from backstage, and they were really, really great. So shout out to Brand of Jewels. Our Frankenstein, our buddies from Our Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Love you guys. We were really fucking incredible. Put on an incredible, awesome show. And we will be having them on our show at some point too. I got to hit up their manager. Okay. But they are down to be on our radio show. So I'm going to try to get that booked. Hmm. And we also spoke with Motor Grader, one of the members of Motor Grader. He's the head guy, the founder or whatever.
Okay.
He's supposed to, yeah. Or no, it wasn't the lead singer.
Okay.
It was one of the other members. He's the founder. Anyway, he's going to be hitting us up to be on the show at some point. And also The Crowned from Texas.
Oh, wow.
The Crowned was incredible. They're going to be on our show hopefully soon also.
Texas Metal.
Yes, so there'll probably be a call-in interview.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was really freaking great. It was amazing. And Roland Dark, shout out to Roland Dark as well. You did an awesome, awesome, awesome show. And maybe we'll have him on the show as well.
He reminded me
of... He was an EDM. Hmm? EDM. To me, it sounded kind of like... What's I'm looking for?
Yeah, some nice.
What's his name? God damn it. If it's not The Cure, it's Depeche Mode. They kind of reminded me of Depeche Mode-ish.
Okay.
Type
right.
music. I don't know if you've ever really listened to
much
Depeche Mode.
I heard a couple
of songs, I think. Okay, yeah. Well, he sounded kind of ish like them.
Okay.
But without a full band. Like, he's just one guy. But put on a great show.
Yeah.
Thank you. To all of them. Thank you to, like I said, David Forster from Pinup Productions. Thank you to Manager of Orgy, Lou Gordon. Thank you to all the guys from Orgy. I got pictures. I'm going to be posting them up on Facebook as well with all the guys. I think I got one with everybody, pretty much, including Nick. I was like, yes. We're going to have them in the show again soon. Because I love those guys, and I'm gonna be playing a couple songs by Orgy today, so be prepared to enjoy the shit out of that. I'm gonna be playing, because I'm one of the only fucking people on the earth who has a copy of this that didn't have to pay for it. Army 2-Year Party, which is dang it, feedback, which is Orgy's newest song. So we're gonna play that. I'm gonna play Talk Sick also, which is the main song from their last EP. They're working on putting out another full EP right now. I believe they might have it already out, but they're released, you know, they always release them as singles.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then we got a song by Antoine Carter we're going to play. That was JJ's pick.
Right.
That was JJ's main pick because this is one of his buddies. And we had him on our show back in February.
Don Twan. Yes.
Go check him out. Very good music. You're going to love that.
He's
so
been in the game a long time.
Today we have a little bit of a different mix. A little bit of different stuff going on. We've got a little bit of, we're going to play a little bit of everything, I guess. I'm going to play some, punk rock. We're going to play some rap, hip hop, a little bit of EDM type music, some heavy metal, a little bit of everything. I'm just going to play a bunch of shit, a bunch of good music, not shit. It's awesome music. So Sunday night was awesome. I'm still recovering, and it's 3 days fucking later. I lost my voice. I could barely walk for 2 days. It was a great show. That's when you know it was an incredible show, when you were all jacked up afterwards. Let's see. And Sticky Fest, go check them out. Let me go on Facebook here, and I'll get the exact address for damn Sticky Fest so you guys can fucking know what's going on.
When is it?
It is November 10th.
Okay.
The
29th pop.
Don't hit me up on Facebook. I don't know you. If I don't know you, fuck off. Anyway, here we go. It's an all ages punk rock music festival. So that's the great thing, is it's all ages. So you can bring your kids. So if you're a huge lover of punk rock music, as I am, and I think do you like punk rock?
It's okay.
It's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. It's not one of his top genres, but he's cool with it. It is going to be at the Palms Restaurant. I think they got like a big place out back or something. They're going to have it out back.
Okay.
They got like a, yeah. It's like a big, big thing. It's, the address is 83131. That's a huge number. I mean, that's a long ass road. 83131. So 83131. Amboy Road, 29 Palms, California, 92277. So Google or Facebook or whatever the fuck you're going to call it. Palms yeah. Restaurant. P-A-L-M-S. Palms Restaurant.
In 29
Palms. 29 Palms, California.
Way
says it's 148 miles from here. From here, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Holy smokes.
Kind of a ways out, huh?
Shit.
But it's worth it for a fucking goddamn, you know, punk rock festival in the damn desert.
Sticky Fest.
I mean, people go to fucking Coachella, right?
Right.
What's the goddamn difference? Coachella's fucking out in the middle of the desert. So isn't Burning Man. So isn't a bunch of fucking festivals. A lot of festivals go way out in the middle of nowhere. It's the best places to have a festival. Anyways, if you love punk rock music, go check it out. It's the band Sticky Doll. I'll be playing a song by them today called Plastic World. It's their newest song. And we love it.
Yeah.
Plastic World. So we're going to play Plastic World today by Sticky Doll. Who's putting on. It's shout out to El Sancho and Cinna, my buddy Greg Gendron from Sticky Doll is putting on this amazing fucking Sticky Fest in 29 Palms on Amboy Road. So you got to go check that out. Like I said, Palms Restaurant. You can't miss it. Go check it out. Middle of the desert. But you can get your tickets at www.ace. What is this? God damn. A-C-C-E-L-E-V-E-N-T-S. A-C-C-E-L. Oh, Excel Events. A-C-C-E-L Events.com. Okay, Excel Events.com. But there's a link on Facebook. If you go, there's a link everywhere. If you get your tickets online in advance, it's $12. And if you get there, it's $15 at the door.
Hmm.
But
that's it's reasonable.
Yeah, that's friggin' reasonable as hell.
Right.
$15 for a friggin' music festival.
Yeah.
All day music festival. And it's from
that's
2.
That's a bargain.
Yes, it's 2 p.m. until midnight. So that bitch is going to be going all day long.
Right.
And guess who's doing media coverage for this? We are.
Yay!
Yes. We're official press for Sticky Fest. So check us out. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. And like I said, we're also syndicated on iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. And a bunch of other places I will eventually get us on, like TuneIn and some other stuff.
Yeah.
I submitted to TuneIn, I believe.
I'll see. 83131 Amp.
Yeah, it's pretty far out there.
Yeah.
But $12, get your tickets online in advance. You save yourself $3 a ticket.
Right.
$15 at the door.
Put that in the gas
tank.
You
can take your kids. It's an all ages event. And you'll get your wristband at the door if you buy online. They'll save you a place on the event list, and you'll get a wristband at the door when you get there. You just show them your ticket or
come on out and enjoy a day of great music.
Yeah, it's going to be great. So, yes. Like I said, November 10th, which is a Saturday. So, can't you have no excuses unless you work on Saturdays. And then, you know, okay, I guess you have an excuse.
But
it's an all day punk rock festival. So, November 10th starts at 2 p.m., goes till midnight. We're going to be there all day covering it. I believe doors open at 12:30.
Okay.
Or something like that. Yeah, so it's a whole day thing. Be prepared to have fun with us. Maybe you can stop by the media booth and say hi to Jenny and JJ. Or Jenny and the Muse. Jenny and the Muse. Go check us out on Facebook, Jenny and the Muse. Literally. I have a Facebook page called Jenny and the Muse.
Oh.
Jenny and A-N-D, the Muse.
Am I in quotes?
No. No, I just put the Muse.
I think I need to be in quotes.
You don't need to be in no damn quotes on fucking Facebook. Get over yourself.
Why not?
Get over yourself.
Think I need to be in quotes.
Anyway.
Quotation marks.
Jackass.
The
Muse. We did that for a while. I'm just tired of doing all the goddamn quotes and shit. And the whatever. And the, yeah. But, so like I said, go see Slant opening for Drowning Pool this Friday, September 28th at the Whiskey. Go to Sticky Fest, November 10th, 29 Palms at Palms Restaurant. And then go to our fucking show.
Yes.
The Universal Bar and Grill. Get Real Global Entertainment presents.
Our inaugural.
Yes, our first event, first concert. Universal Bar and Grill on Wednesday, October 24th. Headlining will be Satanic Johnny. And then Jabbermouth and Lost Puppy are on there as well. I need two more bands. Two more punk rock-ish genre bands to hit me up on Facebook. And I'm going to put an ad on Instagram and Twitter also. You know, a little shout out to bands, like to say, hey, I need two more bands that are in the punk rock genre-ish of music to hit me up. Jennifer DeVoe, DeVoe on Facebook. Hit me up at Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on Facebook, or Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC on Facebook. Any of my pages, whatever. Mm-hmm. Hit us up. Jenny the Muse, whatever you want to do. I need two more bands to fill out the slot. I need two slots still filled. I need an 8:30 to 9 p.m. slot filled, and then I need the 9:15 to 9:45 p.m. slot filled. So those are the first two slots of the night. I had two bands that, you know, a couple bands can't do it, so it is what it is. They're already booked for those nights. So, you know, future shows. That's a great thing, future shows. But let us know if you are a punk rock-ish genre band.
Contact us.
I don't care if you're punk metal, post-punk, just straight up punk rock, I don't know, whatever fucking, you know, hillbilly punk, rockabilly punk, whatever the fuck you guys want to call it, hit me up on Facebook and I will get you booked. So I have two slots left open. 8:30 to 9 and 9:15 to 9:45. So the first two slots of the evening. Mm-hmm. Let me know if you want to go to the show. Anyway, let's play some music. Do you want to play? What do you want to play first? Let's see. A couple songs. Let's start off with speaking of Sticky Doll, Sticky Fast, let's just start everything off with Plastic World.
Okay.
We'll knock things off here with Plastic World by Sticky Doll. James World Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Shining, the most sparkly, the one showing the most.
Plastic World by Sticky Doll.
Yes.
We love Sticky Doll.
And they're going to perform that November 10th.
I can't wait to see them on stage. Palms. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Well, because I haven't been able to see them yet on stage because of, most of the venues they play are really far from here. Like, you know what I mean? Long Beach or some other place. Well, Long Beach isn't as far from us now. We might be able to actually hit some Long Beach shows up, Greg Gendron.
Yeah. And then they got a song, I Want to Hear Snotty Little Cunt also.
Oh, shit. You want me to get that? I can do it right now. I mean, like, literally, I can pull it up right this second.
Oh.
Hold on. Let's.
I want to hear it live, but you got it here. That's even good, too.
Well, I mean, just for now.
Yeah.
Until, oh, there we go. And.
Because everyone knows a snotty little cunt.
Oh, yeah. So Plastic World is about L.A., if you didn't know. It's about a lot of people in the world are plastic. Right. It's not just L.A., but it really pertains a lot to L.A., especially to the industry. And so, you know, the most shiny, the most sparkly, showing the most skin, you know. So now we're going to play, this is my favorite song by Sticky Doll. And they made me a shirt, literally. Thank you to Greg again for that awesome t-shirt. I should have wore it today. I really should have. I wasn't thinking. It's called Snotty Little Cunt. On the back, it says Snotty Little Cunt. And then on the front, it says Sticky Doll and stuff. So I love the t-shirt. It's like my favorite t-shirt ever. I'm going to wear it around L.A. just for shock value. To see who goes, oh, my God. She's wearing that. Snotty Little Cunt. Anyway, Snotty Little Cunt by Sticky Doll on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
Snotty Little Cunt, down and out and out, Snotty Little Cunt, down and out and out, Snotty Little Cunt.
God, I love that song.
Yeah.
Again, it's about L.A.
No, that one's more worldwide.
No, everybody. I think that song pertains to San Diego. I'm sorry. Bougie bitches.
Everybody knows a snotty little cunt.
Oh, there's a lot of those in the world. There's a lot of those in the world, unfortunately.
Absolutely.
Unfortunately, but we were just... Anyway, we're just playing Snotty Little Cunt by Sticky Doll.
Yes.
On James World Talk on the Block. And then before that, we played Plastic World by Sticky Doll. So let's see. We're going to play, how about Break Free by Fate Destroyed.
Right.
My brother Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions Band.
Right.
Shout out to Francesca Destruct, Francesca Alexander, I don't know, whatever you find her on Facebook as. Johnny Law, Art Diehars. No, never mind. Yeah. Yes. And Nathan Young, obviously. Ben Levy. Did I leave anybody out? I think I got all five, didn't I? Johnny, Art, Ben, Nate, Francesca. Yeah, we got them all. All five members. All right. Here's some Break Free, which is you can find the video on Fate Destroyed's Facebook page. You find Break Free. And we just did, We Fall?
The video, yeah, for We Fall.
We just did the video for We Fall. They're about to release that here shortly.
Yeah. But we was covered in fake blood. It was
awesome.
Yes, I like it.
And Break Free, here we go, by Fate Destroyed. James Will Talk of the Block, LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeartRadio. That was fucking awesome.
Yes, it was.
That was fucking awesome.
And we heard this this past Sunday at the 1720
Warehouse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was the Orgy show.
Right.
With Moto Grader, Fate Destroyed, Branded Jewels, Our Frankenstein, Roland Dark, and The Crowned.
Right.
So a really great show. Thanks again to everybody for that. Now I'm going to play my buddies from Orgy. They got something to say. It's called bring the army to your party.
Right.
Bitch. This is not an, I love the words to this song. Hold on. So we're going to play this Army to Your Party. This is Orgy's newest song that's being played on radio stations all over the United States and around the world. So get ready to rock the fuck out. Army to Your Party by Orgy. Here we go. It's going to be awesome. Here we go. Enjoy. Chase Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio. Fuck yeah. I rock out every fucking time I hear that damn song. Oh, I love it. It says, don't look at me because I'll never be what you want me to be. You brought your army to your party, but your party's with me. Right?
Right.
In other words, why are you bringing 4 or 5 motherfuckers when your goddamn beef is with me, bitch? Why are you bringing an army with you? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's- be a man. Mano y mano, motherfuckers. Anyway, so we've played Sticky Doll, Plastic World, Snotty Little Cunt. We also played Break Free by Fate Destroyed. We just played Army to Your Party by mm-hmm. Orgy. Let's play your Antoine Carter song next before we run out of fucking time.
All right. Don Twan.
Yeah. It's Revolutionary Love.
All right.
Yes, here we go. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. LA Talk Radio, Channel 1, iHeart Radio.
1, 2, 1, 2. Ready now. Brothers and sisters, yeah.
To my brothers on the same ship, same ride, same trip, bottom of that spaceship. Bills ain't working, built the whole economy, they couldn't make it work. But I done lied to you and me, what happened to our unity? Bring back the culture, sold us, believing that they really did own us. The first human beings, snatch up this captives. Fact is, descendants from the Egyptians. I grew up in the ghetto, born in the ghetto, raised in the ghetto, my heart is in the ghetto. Got love for my people, I'll be damned if I let go. I'm a real African, forcing American. Ooh, I'm an African, forced in American.
The war.
Hey, made institutions, there's only one resolution. To redeem retribution, it's time for a revolution.
Revolutionary love
to my peoples in the ghettos of America.
Revolutionary love
on the ground trying to hustle just to come up.
For sure, love our people, but sometimes it's hard. We don't realize that we descended from God. And his story is not history. And a Hollywood stick might bring a mystery. And the blind up and dumb truly set to burn. Like, forward by any means to whom it concern. The truth is right there, but the youth refuse to learn. Until they walk the beat to the point of no return. And house niggas never come outside to kill. And field niggas put in more work for real. And sisters hold us down like keep us up to paw food. Fuck what they told you, follow the North Star. From now to then, shout out to Huey B. Super when we both shout out to Sister B. Ride or die, that bullshit to smother. So is she with the mothership or the other?
White made institutions, there's only one resolution. To redeem retribution, it's time for a revolution.
Revolutionary love
to my peoples in the ghettos of America.
Revolutionary love
on the ground trying to hustle just to come up.
Hey, listen up, are you ready?
Ready.
Are you ready?
Hey.
Ready for the revolution.
For the revolution.
Hey, listen up, are you ready?
Get up, stand up.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
I'm an Ogre.
I'm an Ogre.
Yes, that's I'm an Ogre by Satanic Johnny.
Yes.
We'll get a, once they do their full, you know, EP or whatever, the record, once they get everything all done, then we can, you know, we can play it. You know, play the new version with the whole full band now and everything. So go see Soul Rising. It's a free industry showcase on Thursday, October 18th. They go on at 9 p.m. I believe the show starts at 9 p.m. It's at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood. So right there at Hollywood and Highland train station. Right there. So again, it's rock band Soul Rising, pop rock. Really great band. We've covered their shows before, and they've been on our radio show in the past. Shout out to Michael McBay from Soul Rising. He is the founder
of it.
And again, this is a free industry rock showcase at the Hard Rock Cafe in Hollywood, California. And that's on Thursday, October 18th at 9 p.m. Okay. So go check that out. Again, also go check out Slant opening for Drowning Pool this Friday, September 28th at the Whiskey, and Sticky Fest on November 10th. And then go check out our show, our first show at the Universal Bar and Grill, featuring Satanic Johnny as the headliner, and also Jabbermouth, as well as Lost Puppy so far. And I need two more bands to fill out the punk rock-ish genre. From the L.A. / San Fernando Valley area or whatever. Hit us up. Hit me up. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, L.A. Talk Radio, and all that stuff. Check me out. So that's on October 24th, Wednesday, October 24th. It'll start 8 o'clock. Show, first band goes on at 8:30. So hit us up. Let us know. And get tickets. Everything will be up online on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere shortly. But go check out some really great shows. We had to, want to thank you for Jabbermouth for last week.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to Jabbermouth.
I have a pop rock. Hip hop or rap. I think she's a hip hop artist. Hmm. Or soul. I'm trying to remember. She'll be on next week on the show. Where the hell? Just Amber Thomas.
Okay.
D52 Management. D52 Management, Amber Thomas, they will be on next Wednesday, October 3rd. And then author Lori Finkelstein with her books, Next Therapist Please. And then she did one about marijuana for seniors.
All right.
And then she's also winning an award on October 11th. So she'll be on the show October 10th. And then Sticky Doll, Greg Gendron, will be on October 17th to promote Sticky Fest. And then we'll have Hello Human on October 24th. And then Resonate from Boston will be on October 31st, which is our Halloween show.
All right.
So be prepared to be back next week. And go to mygrumbler.com. It's a waterproof, well, it's water resistant, rather. Water resistant, I don't know you. Water resistant and smell proof grinder with a detachable grinder. This is a grinder and a tumbler. It's called a grumbler. Go to mygrumbler.com. Go check out my buddy's product. It's awesome. So if you're a weed head, go get it. Go get one. Mygrumbler.com. All right. Next week, we'll be back. Have a good one.
Gotta go.
Peace out.
See you later. Bye.
Irreverent. Entertaining. Cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
The shit that I need to talk about. That day.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.